Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Well, hello. God bless you. This is Dr. Hope, and I am here to empower you today. Empowerment today is very important because God left it on record how he wants us to empower our days and how he has spoken over our lives that we are in the image of him and that we are to be productive and we are to reproduce. We are to carry out his heart in the earth. And today we're going to just talk about the blessing and the curse. We're going to have a series of teaching. This will be a series of teaching on the blessing and the curse. Now, you know that God has always, from the beginning, wanted us to know how he felt about us and how he loved us and how he still loves us and how he wants us to breathe in and out who he is in the earth and give life everywhere we go. But we can't do it if we don't understand that there is a system that has been put in place through the spoken word out of the mouth of the Father God himself from the beginning of time to make sure that we are able to speak blessing over other people, over ourselves, and that we're able to take advantage of what he's spoken over us. Let's look at Genesis, the first chapter, and how God spoke in when he made everything. Let's back up just a second. God made everything before he put Adam in the earth. He wanted everything to be a garden. We know it as the Garden of Eden. And that's a place of pleasure, a place of rest, a place that is productive, a place that is like heaven. God wanted heaven to be on earth in the Garden of Eden. So what did he do? He created everything before he placed man, which was Adam, into the earth. Because he wanted Adam to enjoy the earth just like he enjoys heaven. As you know, the earth is the image of heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When God placed Adam in the earth, everything according to the book of Genesis, the first chapter where everything began, in the beginning God created heaven and the earth. Not the heaven where he lives, but the heaven where we are to live. The stars, the moon, the earth, the vegetation, the animal kingdom, everything we are supposed to be ruling over to make sure we had plenty. There was no lack. There was no shortage. There was nothing that we needed to do but accept what God had done for us. And Adam was placed into the Garden of Eden. And because God placed him there, he spoke a word over Adam even before Eve got in the picture, even before Eve was created out of Adam. God, the first word that Adam heard was blessing, not blessings. The things were already there. But God put a blessing on his life through speaking words over his life. The first thing that Adam heard with his eardrum was God saying to him that he was to be fruitful. He was to multiply. What was it that Adam heard? Adam heard the sound of the voice of God empowering him with divine creativity, the ability to reign over the earth and to make it perfect, the reflection of God in his life, the reflection of God and what God wanted in the earth for us. Adam, the first thing he heard a blessing spoken over him. You know, sometimes when children are being born in the earth, the first thing they hear things like, I don't want this baby. I don't want to be pregnant. This child wasn't planned. I don't want to bring this child into this world. I don't know if I can love this child. This child looked like his daddy. This child may look be handicapped. They said that this child will be Down syndrome. They just hear all kinds of curses over them. But Adam heard the voice of the Lord empowering him with the divine, with supernatural power, creativity, creating ability, being able to govern the universe, being able to speak words like God over any and everything that God gave him dominion over. Praise God. And that is the blessing that God has been trying to get the body of Christ, those of us that are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ in the earth. God has been trying to get us back to the place of Eden. Now, the place of Eden is not the same way in the same, like the garden, like the physical place of Eden. He wants to get us back to the blessing that he has spoken in the earth, back to the garden of authority, ruling in our minds, ruling in our homes, ruling in our careers. Not selfishness. That's not a part of the rulership and the dominion of God. He's wanting us, not deception. That's a part of the fall. But he's getting us back to a mindset where we can think like him. Think like he thinks about everything that comes against us in this world. Now listen to this. The curse always will be in the earth. The curse. Why? Not on us. Not to us. But in the earth. Because what has happened, Satan came and he deceived Eve. Of course you know that. And when he did, what happened? It put a curse in the earth. It put a declaration of doom and failure against mankind. That's what happened when we disobey God, when we start thinking the thoughts of the enemy. What does it do? It causes us to start making declarations of doom and failure. Failure of, I'm not going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to overcome. This thing's been going on too long. I don't know if I can continue to believe God. See, those are words that never came out of the mouth of God pertaining to us. Those are not the words of the Father who created us. Those are words that came out of the failure of man to disobey the voice of God. See, the curse will say to you that you will always be a failure. It will cause you to not to be able to be successful. It will say that you things will be terminated in your life, that you will miss out on life, that your life will never be happy. Those are cursed words. It will render you idle. It will make you walk around like you don't know your direction. That's a curse, because the word of God said in all our getting, we can have an understanding, because that's the will of God for us as blessed people. But we tend to forget the blessing that God has put on our lives, the blessing that will never return to God void. The word of the Lord will never return unto him void, but it will perform the things that God has sent it to do in our lives. But we must line our minds and our thought life and our images and the pictures that we see and the words that we hear. We must line those things up with what God has said, because what he's spoken the blessing over us. He has not spoken a bitter pill to our lives. Some people walk around and say things like, well, it's like a bitter pill. I got to swallow it. You don't have to swallow anything. The word of God let us know, whatever we take into our eyes of the word of God, whatever we hear, whatever we accept, whatever goes into our heart, whatever we speak out our mouth, the word of God is the only thing we have to accept. And then we walk around and we say things like, everything that could go wrong goes wrong. Stop speaking that. That's not the blessing. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. What does that mean? Christ purchased us. We've been purchased. Why? Because out of all the people, Adam, all the way to Abraham, when God spoke to Abraham, he spoke a blessing. He told Abraham, because you believe me, now I'm going to bless your seed. And everybody that comes to me will receive the blessing of Abraham. What was the blessing of Abraham? Well, that God spoke over him. He was getting him right back to the Garden of Eden, where everything would be fulfilled, but in a different way. What did he speak? He spoke Deuteronomy 28, one thing. And the other thing that he spoke is righteousness. Because, oh, in the book of Romans, it says because Abraham believed God, it was a credit unto him as righteousness. So God has fixed it so that we can come back and not just be blessed, but if we believe him, we can be blessed the same way that Abraham was blessed. Then what happened? Then Abraham came on the scene. He obeyed God. He believed God. God did what he said. And then God sent Jesus, our Messiah. He sent Jesus to confirm everything, to bring everything into confirmation, to put everything together for us, that the blessing that God has put on our lives can never be broken again. Praise God. What is the blessing? The blessing is a declaration also. Everything you get, blessed or cursed, it's going to come out of your mouth. And the blessing is spoken the same way the curse is. Everything that we get comes out of our mouths and out of our hearts and out of what we believe. But thanks be unto God, who always calls us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So the blessing is a declaration which empowers you to succeed. The blessing of the Lord is here to empower us, to give us the ability to do things that we cannot do our own. You'll see that in Genesis 1:28. God blessed them. God blessed them. They already had things. All of the things, the material things, was already in the earth. But then God put a blessing on mankind. We have a blessing that is operating over our lives every day, whether we understand it or not. The blessing is operating not because of me or because of you, but because of Jesus and what he has done. He has purchased us and redeemed us and bought us back from the curse, from the doom, from failure, from sickness, from disease, from lies, from deception. It is not for the kingdom of God. There is none of that in the kingdom of God. And remember, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God bless them, Adam and Eve. And God said, remember the authority that God gives us, he has to give it to us by saying it, by saying it, by word. So I would admonish you, encourage you to start speaking what you already know. Start speaking what you want. Start speaking the words that God has said. Yeah, it may seem hard to do that because we're coming against something known as the curse, as lack and poverty or some sickness or some mental problem or something that is trying to bring us down and trying to make us not believe God. No, it's okay. You speak what God says to you. And God said, well, how do you say things? You say things with words. And God said unto them who Adam and Eve, be fruitful. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. I don't see no curse there. Everything that God spoke and put into action, we don't have to try to make it happen. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish. We don't have to try to do that. How do you do that? You do it through hearing what God say to you on a daily basis. Oh, yeah, you're going to have to spend time with God and his word in order to know what you have and what authority that you have today. You know, in the blessing, everything that could go right is going to go right. Don't you ever not know this? Everything that could go right goes right in the blessing. You say it doesn't look like it. We don't live by what we see. We don't live by the mental realm, the emotion, about what we see and about what we feel. We don't live out our body. The body cannot attain the things of the kingdom. We live out our spirit. We live out of the word of God. We live by the help of the Holy Spirit who we have, who is the mind of Christ, which we have and which we can function out of it every day. Deuteronomy 18:8-18 said, remember the Lord your God. Remember what God has said to you. Remember the blessing that God has put upon your life. We have already received by faith everything the Spirit promised to Abraham. How do we receive that? We received it through Christ Jesus. God has blessed the Gentile with the same blessing he blessed Abraham with. He has blessed us with the same blessing. You have to go back and look at the blessing of faith, faith of believing God, trusting God, and having whatever it is that God promised Abraham. These things, those who are of the faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. Those of us who are faith, our righteousness is by faith. Our salvation is by faith. Our riches is by faith. Our trust in God is by believing what he said. And faith is believing God. Whatever the word says, we're not going to make it hard. We're not going to make it where it's encumbrance, where it becomes overwhelming. We're going to look at what's not producing life, and we're going to call it what God calls it. We're going to say what God is saying. We're going to say that we are blessed. And if you are Christ, if you are Christ, if you are in Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. That's what the word says. If you are in Christ, you are Abraham's seed and an heir according to the promise. We walk by faith. Abraham believed God. We believe God and what he says for us. Jesus Christ has come according to Hebrews and become the express image of God for us. He is who God is honoring. Every word that God has spoken in the Old Testament has been fulfilled through Jesus Christ. And because it's been fulfilled through Jesus Christ, now we can enter into that place of faith and rest. We can labor to enter back into taking dominion. Dominion. Take control. You are sovereign. God gave you a sovereign ability to take control. Don't be afraid and say it's too far gone or I can't do it because it's too much. No, you got the whole heaven backing you up. You got the whole heaven. Don't be afraid and say, if I believe God, what if? What if? The only if that I know in the Bible, it says, if you can believe, all things are possible. That's in Mark 9 and 23. If you, there are no ifs in God. It's only if we can believe what he says in his word and what he's spoken. People of God, we are moving back and we are growing and we are progressing and we are thinking like God. I don't care what the day looked like. We are sovereign. God has given us dominion and he's given us control to speak against every lie, every deception, to speak against every conspiracy and spirit, everything to try to confuse us. We speak the word against it, to speak against everything that looks like it's locked up, because God has opened the heavens for us. He said in the book of Deuteronomy that we're the head. We're not the tail. When you're the head, you're on top. You're on top. You're the upper part. You're the chief. You're the leader. You're the captain. God said you're the head of your life. You're the head of what you believe. When you're the tail, you're the end. God didn't say you were the tail. He said you're the head and not the end. You are not in at the bottom. You're not the rear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are one to be fruitful. What is it that you need to be fruitful in? You can do it. God is on your side. If God be for you, who can be against you? You shall only go up and not down. God had put it in motion. It's a system. Work with the system. Work your mouth. God said, well, you can say it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. Keep saying it with your mouth. Keep receiving it through what you see in the word, what you hear in the word, what you believe in the word. Keep saying it. Because that is what you're going to have. I want you to know we're not in a system that sometime will and sometime won't. We're in a consistent flow of God, a consistent flow of walking a lifestyle of a believer. We are supernatural believers. We're not just natural believers. We look at the natural things and we take the supernatural power of God and we begin to apply it to anything in the curse realm, bloodline cursing, things that keep coming up and trying to destroy you. My mother and my father also died of an aneurysm. He died of an aneurysm. And the enemy says that this is the way that our family is going to go. But the devil is a liar. I don't have a curse. Why would we come over into the kingdom of God and then God would sometimes let the devil do what he want to do and sometimes God would do what the devil did? That's confusion. God is God. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that you have to repent. So you have to speak the word that God said. Go back to the Bible and look at God. I'm the upper part. I'm the chief. I'm the leader. I'm the captain. I'm not the end. I'm not the rear. I'm not coming up like that. I'm not at the bottom. I'm on top. I can only go up. I'm not going down. I'm not afraid to speak to any disease that try to come against me, because Psalms 103 already told me I'm crowned with loving kindness and that God healing all of my diseases. Praise God. You are the head and not the tail. What we're going to do in the future, this is Dr. Alma Hope. Empowerment Today is the name of this broadcast. And you can hear this broadcast same time each month, twice a month. I want you to tune in because we want to dig deep and get the treasures of the mind of the spirit so that we can walk in a world with turmoil and things that are going wrong and we can walk victorious. Remember, your future is great, but you must make it count. And how are you going to make it count? You're going to make it count by receiving what God said to you. You're going to make it count knowing that you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, that you are not under the curse that would diminish you and cause things to flow away from you. You're under the blessing of increase. Things flow into your life. And God wants you to know that today. Be empowered. God bless you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.